Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau now, Steve Burness. It's tax season, and that means the tax scams are out there. Tell us about it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me this morning. Yes, you know, the IRS said last year thousands of people lost millions of dollars on tax fraud. So we want consumers, now that the season is open up for tax season is open up, we want consumers to be aware of the scams that are happening. And one of them is the tax identity theft. There's so much identity theft out there, Bob, as you know. And there's been a lot of reports last year that other consumer or other scammers have, you know, taken out taxes in your name, have filed tax in your name, rather. So it's something important for consumers to understand and be aware of. And especially if you've been a victim of identity theft, the Better Business Bureau recommends you get an identity protection PIN, which is called the IP PIN, from the IRS directly. You can go to the website of irs.gov. It's a six-digit number that will help prevent you from being a victim of identity theft through the IRS or somebody filing tax in your name. So we suggest you do that. But be very careful of those, and especially phishing emails, Bob, as you know. You get an email saying they're from IRS, we need your information. The IRS is not going to ask you for your Social Security number over an email or tell you you're going to jail if you don't pay your taxes. It doesn't happen that way, Bob, as you know.
Mm-hmm. And they don't call you either, do they?
No, they don't call you. They send you a letter normally, a certified letter, and then you have to call them. But if you feel that you're getting a call from the IRS, just hang up and call the IRS yourself directly. But they don't call you or ask you for information or want you to do something in 30 minutes. That's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
Got it. Are there still cryptocurrency scams floating around out there?
Unfortunately, Bob, that's the case. And as you recently seen in the news, there's this company called CryptoFX, you know, which urged tens of thousands of people, including a lot of Chicago Latinos, to invest in digital currency. Now the SEC has filed suit against them, you know, basically saying the company owners turned around and spent much of the millions on themselves. It's a good reminder for consumers, especially that if you anybody asks you to invest or guaranteeing you return of your investment quickly or 10 times the amount or any kind of promise, that is usually not allowed and not the case. Do some more research. But on cryptocurrency, most consumers don't understand it. I mean, they see it in the headlines. They see celebrities endorsing it, and they want to get involved in it. But unless you understand it, find somebody who does that you know and trust before investing in it, because it happened to the hundreds of Latino people throughout Chicago who got victimized by this company.
I received a couple of interesting emails and texts, you were good enough to look into those. I forwarded those to you, Steve. Tell everybody about that.
Well, basically, they're phishing emails I mentioned earlier, Bob. These are, you know, fake emails coming from allegedly legitimate organizations, and obviously one was from, you know, Norton Security, you know, LifeLock, and basically saying that, here's your invoice that you paid, and you need to click on this to print out the invoice or look at the invoice, but they want you to download a program to install your computer to open invoice. And these phishing emails are dangerous to computers, as we mentioned, you know, week after week. It's getting to a point where we ask consumers not to click on those links. And if you think it's coming directly from the company, go to the company directly itself. When the emails you receive, Bob, are asking for more information or want you to click on a link and they want you to install some programs, the programs you're going to install is not to view the invoice. Their programs are to go into your computer, spam or malware, to go in your computer and take control of it. They can even, as you know, hold it hostage, because they did that to a police station a few years ago in the south suburbs. They held up their data, and they had to pay the victim. And I know a law firm had to pay $1 million recently to get their data back from scammers. So be very careful on clicking links and don't do it.
Yeah, it's so sneaky, because you get this invoice for a few $100s and you think, wait a minute. And so you want to click to take care of it and to say, I don't owe you any money. And then you get scammed. Also, there's a lot of this PayPal spam going around. Talk about that.
Well, PayPal, they're just using PayPal's name, so they're saying that you have a refund coming or something's wrong with your account, and you have to, of course, click on this link and we'll help you out or give us your account number and things of that nature. A legitimate company is not going to call you out of the blue and ask you for your account number. They have that information. So if you feel threatened in any way that something's happening, you can call them, the company itself, directly on the number you know, or go to their website directly. But they don't want you to think about it. They want you to scare you. Something's been compromised with your account, and you got to act on it quickly. Your credit card's been charged $700. You don't even think. Then you click on the link because you want to stop this charge, and unfortunately, you click on that link, it's spam or malware. So it's really hard to tell if it's coming from PayPal or scammer. You really got to do your due diligence on that. And if you don't know how to do that or really understand it, it's best not to click on those links, as I mentioned, and go to that company's website directly, and they gladly will take your call or your email to them.
Yeah, that tactic of a message that says an unauthorized user is in your account or trying to get into your account, it gets your attention, and I'm sure a lot of people fall for it, don't they?
They do, Bob. It gets your attention quickly, and it's usually that 30-minute rule, as I mentioned time and time again. They want you to do something within 30 minutes. They don't want you to ask anybody. They don't want you to research anything. They just want you to click on the link because something's direly wrong with your account, and somebody has access to it. So you freak out. You get scared, and they put the fear in you, and guess what? You give them all the information, and they steal your identity.
More scams and spams to report here next Thursday morning. Thank you, Steve Burness. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.